Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus. We read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm going to read some additional verses and in a different translation. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even the things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. We pray. These are your words, dear Heavenly Father. Sanctifies by the truth, your word is truth. Amen. Professors sometimes play, I think, a little bit of a cruel trick on students, and maybe you've been a victim of this at some point or another. But it happened when I was at seminary studying to be a pastor, and the professor gave kind of a curveballish sort of Hebrew quiz. And we were all caught off guard, and he had a tendency to give, you know, tests that were not really what you'd expect anyways. So we took this Hebrew quiz, and it was tough. He had us correct it afterwards, and then this is where the real tough part comes in. He said something like, give yourself the grade you think you deserve. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is, you know, kind of tough. And so afterwards, me and a couple friends then are having lunch in the seminary lounge, and so we were talking about the quiz, of course, and discussing kind of the psychology of what grade you give yourself. And they were kind of the opinion, like, well, it was tough, don't push your luck, you know, I just gave myself a B or a B plus, you know, be humble, so don't, you know, otherwise if you put it too high, maybe you'll get a really low grade, and that, and then they asked me what I gave myself as a grade in this quiz. And I was like, yeah, I gave myself an A on it. It was just, don't judge. Some of you would do that too. just smile and nod to yourself. You know it's the case. But it was like, okay, yeah, it was tough, but I was like, I mean, maybe it was a little arrogant. I thought, yeah, I was probably one of the better ones anyways, and I'm an A student, and I want an A. I'm just going to go ahead and give myself an A. But yeah, it's tough. Self-evaluation, grading yourself. Our lesson shows us a little bit, yeah, you know, be careful how to grade yourself. And so I ask you, though I should have handed note cards out, maybe had you write it to tell, but how would you grade yourself as a human being? What kind of human being grade would you get? Would you be like, okay, A, I'm pretty good? Would you be like, okay, humble, B, just to play it safe? Or is it like, okay, this is a sermon, so it's probably the real answer is an F, and I'm just going to, you know, jump at that one there? Yeah, self-evaluation is really tough. And our lesson challenges us in that regard a little bit today. Because Paul notes here how many, by worldly standards, who were, he mentions, wise or powerful or noble, how many of them, many didn't end up believing in Jesus. And so it raises the question, well, why is that? And I think he clarifies a bit when he says that it is so no human being might boast in the presence of God. A greatness by worldly standards can lead us to boasting or finding pride or self-reliance as opposed to trusting in God, and is really quite a warning. So yeah, how are we going to grade ourselves? We give ourselves a bunch of A's for being wise, powerful or strong, noble birth. Yeah, then this lesson really hits us. I think the truth of the matter is we do have that issue with pride, and we do give ourselves, you know, a mental A every now and then. We don't, you know, tell the world in obvious terms. Obviously, we're more subtle about it, but I think we do mentally want to give ourselves an A a little bit too much. We give ourselves an A in thinking we're so wise or know-it-alls when, you know, we look at God's law and it tells something that's sinful or wrong, and we think we're know enough to say, well, I think I'm okay in this regard, or I think this little sin is little enough that God is going to overlook that. Or sometimes we are treating ourselves like we get an A in being strong. When the going gets tough in life, we think, well, I got to go and take care of this. We end up self-relying in these things. And prayer is like an afterthought. The first choice is, yeah, I'm going to fix things on my own instead of relying on God. Or maybe we give ourselves an A for being noble, as the lesson talks about here. Well, then we're really boasting in a privilege that we have done nothing for and haven't earned it at all. Paul says noble birth, or in the Greek it's just good birth. If we boast in that, we're really showing, you know, how often we are ignorant of injustices we participate in when we look down on others or treat them differently or as we ought not to do. And so when we look at even just these three categories that Paul throws out there, I think we see that pride, boasting, that's a you and me problem too. It's something that we struggle with. And if Paul says there's no boasting in the presence of God, well, God is in heaven. His presence is in heaven too. There's no boasting in front of him. And so that should really strike us with a strong need for repentance of these things. Boasting isn't going to impress him. We do have comfort that, as it says, not to boast, to boast in the Lord, it's highlighting all the things that God gives us to save us and make us right with him. You know, with God's law, we know we get an F before God. We don't cut it in front of him. But through Christ, he did everything needed to give us the A, the perfect GPA. He lived a perfect, flawless life, not with noble birth, but with lowliness in our place, so that his perfect and flawless and sinless life, his perfect 4.0, could count for you and me. And all our F's that we've deserved for whatever sins as a human being was on him on the cross too, so that it would be paid for and totally gone and demolished. Now, if we had this grading system at Bethany, the Higher Learning Commission would crack down on us pretty fast. But in Christ, and he has truly taken every wrong on our end and taken it away and given us a straight A in God's sight, so that he sees us with Christ's worthiness to rise gloriously into heaven someday. All of this he's made ours through the power of his word and baptism, working faith in our hearts to make it our very own. And that's not just an eternal life thing as well. It's something for us here and now too. His work is for here and now. And what I mean is, I think if we self-examined and thought about boasting, I think a lot of times it comes from, when it happens, it shows ultimately unhappy or an insecure or miserable heart on our part. We're trying to make up for it or fill it with something. And in this earthly life, there's nothing around us that can prop up contentment or happiness in our hearts. There's just nothing that's going to do the trick, at least in a lasting way. And that's why this is such a great comfort when we realize that, yes, we have nothing to boast in, because God has done everything. The boast is in him. And we find our ultimate meaning not in the things around us, but in our vertical relationship with God. He's the one that creates true reality for us with, as our text says, the righteousness, the redemption, the sanctification, things like that. And so as his word teaches us the futility of boasting or finding lasting comfort in the earthly things around us, we find a great deal of comfort more and more in the things that God has given us, even though they don't always seem to have the razzle-dazzle, and they're not something that's always tangible or even understandable. They're not something that we can maybe draw in a diagram or draw as a picture in a game of Pictionary. But he does give us lasting, true comfort there. It's something that we simply trust in, and everything that God has established between us and him. The boast is in our Lord, not in ourselves. And in the end, that's a great comfort for us because it frees us up from having to wander around finding comfort or security or happiness anywhere else. So yeah, what grade would you give yourself as a human being? It can be tough to get grades. I know that, I think that there are a lot of things in life, if I got a grade on it, would be hard to look at. And I think that if we got grades for being a human being, it would give us difficult feelings, to say the least. But our lesson today has given us a great deal of comfort that our status, our grade is not what we have earned or deserved for ourselves, but it's established between us and God, what God has established down to us through Christ and his saving work for us. He's taken all our F's, he's turned them into A's, each and every one of them. And so now we know we can stand in God's presence. There's no boast in ourselves, we boast in the Lord. And may that comfort give us peace and lasting happiness each day of our lives until we meet our Lord in heaven. Amen. Please rise. We pray. A dear Heavenly Father, grant that we find nothing to boast in of ourselves, realizing our sins and unworthiness before you, but instead boast in you and your saving work for us through Christ. By your Holy Spirit's working, instill in us that every good thing is from you, both in our day-to-day life, the faith that you've given us, the salvation, and the eternal life that you've accomplished for us. Teach and discipline us always toward a life of humility, looking to you for all things, so we have peace and contentment here until at last you take us home to heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.